This module is entitled An Introduction to HJPAD. HJPAD is a full-featured word processing program that has been developed by Freedom Scientific. It is complete with a spell checker and sample dialog boxes that teach you every type of Windows control. In this lesson, you'll receive an orientation to the HJPAD application layout as an example of how a typical Windows application is laid out. Practice with the many controls and dialogues that you will encounter while working in the Windows environment. Practice with navigating through text within a document. Practice with opening and closing documents. Launching HJPAD. Right now, the only program that I have running is JAWS. The HJPAD application is located in the JAWS submenu under Programs. I'll go ahead and press the Windows logo key to open the Start menu now.
Left Windows, Start menu, JAWS. To navigate, press up or down arrow, J.
I'll press the letter P now to move to and open the Program submenu.
P, Accessory submenu, A.
Now I'll press the letter J until I land on JAWS 4.0, and then press Enter to open up the JAWS submenu.
J, JAWS 3.7 submenu, J. J, JAWS 4.0 submenu. Enter, Tools submenu, T.
Okay, there we land on the Tools submenu. HJPAD is listed in this submenu as Run HJPAD, so I'll press the letter R to launch or start the HJPAD application now.
R, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter, document-hjpad, edit, type and text.
I've just launched the HJPAD application, and my focus is in an empty document. At this point, as JAWS just told us, I'm in a position where I can simply start typing text in this document if I'd like to. But before we do this, I'm going to give you a brief overview of how the HJPAD application window is laid out. The first thing that I would like to do is maximize the HJPAD application window. Currently, the window may be in a restored state, so I'm going to carry out the keyboard commands that will allow me to activate the application control menu and make sure that the program is maximized. The key combination to activate the application control menu is Alt plus spacebar, and I'll press that now.
Alt space menu active, restore unavailable. To move through items, press up or down arrow R.
Now I'll press the letter X to make sure that the window is maximized.
X, leaving menus.
Good. Now HJPAD takes up the entire screen instead of just a portion of it. We have a lot of different cursors available to us in JAWS for Windows, but at this point I'd like to discuss two of them. The PC cursor and the JAWS cursor. We'll be discussing the other cursors available to us in JAWS for Windows in future lessons. The PC cursor tracks the application focus, and in the HJPAD application, the only place the application focus can go is in the main edit fields, the controls within dialog boxes, or within the menus. However, we can access any of the components within this window using our JAWS cursor if we should choose to. Before I show you how this works, I'm going to type some text into this edit field. I'm going to type one sentence. That sentence is, "This is the text that I've typed." So, I'll type that now.
T-H-I-S space I-S space T-H-E space T-E-X-T space T-H-A-T space I apostrophe V-D D-E space, T-Y-P-E-D, period.
And of course I made a mistake, so I just simply backspaced over that mistake and then retyped the correct letter. Note that JAWS speaks in a higher tone of voice for each letter that I capitalized. This pitch can be adjusted in the uppercase settings within the JAWS menus under Options, which is Alt-O, Voices submenu, the letter V, and Uppercase Pitch Increment, which is an edit field which you can jump right to in that dialog box by pressing Alt plus the letter I. Now I'm going to press the JAWS Saline key combination that reads the current line. That key combination is Insert plus up arrow on your numpad.
This is the text that I've typed.
As I was typing, a little vertical bar was moving from left to right, leaving the newly entered text behind. This vertical bar is referred to as an insertion point. When I typed my last character, which was a period, my insertion point immediately moved to the right of that character. So, of course, I'm at the end of this line. Yet, when I press the Insert up arrow command to read the contents of the current line, JAWS reads it, regardless of where the insertion point was located. I'm going to press the Home key, or numpad 7, to move my insertion point to the beginning of this line, where it will be to the left of the first character.
Home.
Now my insertion point is immediately to the left of the capital T in the word this. I can verify this by pressing numpad 5, which is the JAWS command for say character, to read the current character or the character just to the right of the insertion point. I'll do this now.
T.
I can navigate my text a single character at a time using the left arrow or the numpad 4, the right arrow or the numpad 6, and I can also stop on any character and repeat it by pressing the numpad 5. I'm going to press the right arrow key to navigate through the rest of this word.
H. I. S.
My insertion point is now to the left of the S. And if I didn't understand for any reason whether or not this was an F or an S, I could have JAWS speak a phonetic equivalent for this character. Pressing the numpad 5 twice quickly does this. I'll press numpad 5 twice quickly now.
S. Sierra.
Note that JAWS speaks the word Sierra to represent the letter S. Now that phonetic mode is turned on, I can continue to navigate a character at a time until I press the numpad 5 key again to toggle it off. I'm going to arrow to the left until I hear the word tango that represents the letter T.
India. Hotel. Tango.
Now, I'll press numpad 5 again to toggle off the phonetic mode.
T.
Think of your middle row on your numpad as your home row for the number pad. The number 5, the one in the middle, has a slight raised bump or a line on it. Keep your middle finger over this key, your pointer finger over the left arrow key or numpad 4, and your ring finger over the right arrow key or numpad 6. To read a character at a time in any document, you will use these keys alone. We call these keys the Say Character keys. Now, if you tuck your thumb under and press down the Insert key, or numpad 0, and hold it down like a Shift key, and then press any of the Say Character keys, 4, 5, or 6 on the numpad, JAWS will read by words. We call these keystroke combinations the Say Word keys. The numpad 4, left arrow alone, moves to and speaks the prior character, so therefore, Insert left arrow moves to and speaks the prior word. The numpad 5 alone speaks the current character you're at. So, the Insert numpad 5 speaks the current word that you're on. The numpad 6 by itself moves to and speaks the next character. And thus, Insert plus numpad 6 moves to and speaks the next word. Press the Insert key and hold it down, and press numpad 5 to say the current word. You should hear the word, this, and I'll do that now.
This.
Now, press the Insert plus the right arrow key combination to move to and speak the next word. Continue doing this until you reach the last word of your sentence.
Is the text that I've typed, period.
Next, press Insert left arrow to move to the prior word, and keep doing this until you return to the beginning of the sentence.
I've that text the is this.
Note, you can also read a document by pressing up or down arrow to read one line at a time. And remember, the command to perform a say line to read the current line is insert plus up arrow on the number pad. One more keystroke that is helpful, if you just want to sit back and listen while JAWS reads the whole document, is the say all command. That command is insert plus down arrow. We'll be using that later. Spell mode works very much the same way that the phonetic mode does. While holding down the insert key, I'm going to press numpad 5 twice quickly to hear JAWS spell the word where the insertion point is currently located.
This THIS.
And, as with phonetic mode, spell mode is a toggle as well. I'll use the insert right arrow to move to the next word, and you'll hear it spelled as you move to it.
IS.
And again.
THE.
And now I'll press insert left arrow to move backwards.
IS. THIS.
Good. Now, simply press the insert numpad 5 to turn off spell mode.
This.
In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to open another document to show you how to move around by larger units of text. I wanted to keep this first example short to illustrate to those of you who may be starting out in Windows that when you're moving around using your typing cursor, or what we call the PC cursor, within the word processing application, you are somewhat limited to working in the edit area of the document. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the major areas of the HJPAD application, and this applies to most other Windows applications as well. We'll talk about the title bar first. JAWS provides a keystroke that allows you to read the title bar of the currently focused application window. That keystroke is insert T, as in title. I'll go ahead and press this keystroke now.
Title equals document-hjpad.
The next thing we're going to talk about is the menu bar. Press Alt.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt F.
And you'll recall we did this when we examined the JAWS window itself. And now I'm going to right arrow and cycle through the various menu items.
Edit Alt E. View Alt V. Insert Alt I. Format Alt O. Tools Alt E. Help Alt H.
Okay, and there's the silent spot where JAWS goes, and that's the application control menu, and if I press right arrow one more time, I should land on File again.
File Alt F.
Each menu bar item has an associated pull-down menu. So you can think of the menu bar as one control that you can navigate using your left and right arrow keys, and the associated pull-down menus as a different control that you navigate vertically using your up and down arrow keys. I'm going to activate the File pull-down menu by pressing Enter now.
Enter menu active, new dot dot dot, control plus N. To move through items, press up or down arrow, N.
This gives me six pieces of information. First of all, that the file menu has been activated. Second, the first item in my menu, which is called New, is currently selected. This would allow me to begin a new document. Third, the words dot 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 represent ellipses, which imply that if I were to press Enter on an item with that in them, I would be brought into a dialog box that would be asking for more information. Fourth, Control plus N is the quick key combination that immediately activates the new dialog from the main application window, making it unnecessary to even go into the menu system at all. Fifth, JAWS gives me a brief tutor message explaining how to move in this menu. And sixth, JAWS announces that while in this menu, just pressing the letter N would activate the new command. Not all menu items have quick key commands. Quick key commands will vary from application to application, depending on how the programmers of that application write their program code. I'm going to now exit the menu system by just simply pressing the Alt key.
Leaving menus.
Another thing that you'll find in most windows may be one or more toolbars, sometimes called button bars, and in some cases, ruler bars. We'll talk about these when we talk about the JAWS cursor. Most people who use a mouse will use these as shortcuts so that they don't have to go into the menus. We can usually accomplish those same tasks as toolbar buttons with keyboard commands and get those tasks done faster than a person using a mouse. Another thing we're going to talk about is the edit area, which is the main area of the screen, in this case where we're typing. And one final area of most Windows programs is the status bar. We can read that with the JAWS command, insert plus numpad page down. I'll press this now.
For help, press F1.
The status bar will often contain important information about where your focus is. This could be the line and page number, or information about what a menu item or dialog box control will do if you activate it. Information is not always there, however. That depends on the program and how well written it is. So you just heard JAWS say, for help, press F1. And one other item that I might mention, on most Windows you will find scroll bars. Sometimes these are vertical and sometimes they're horizontal. They generally will appear either on the sides of the windows or the top or the bottom of the windows. Typically, we won't be using these with screen reading software, but just know that they are there, as you may hear items when read using the JAWS cursor, like scroll up symbol or scroll right symbol. As mentioned earlier, the PC cursor has limitations as to where it can move. However, the JAWS cursor does not have this restriction, because remember, the JAWS cursor emulates mouse pointer movement, and you can move the mouse virtually anywhere you'd like to on the computer screen. I'm going to turn on the JAWS cursor now by pressing my numpad minus.
JAWS cursor.
Sometimes, it's important to note that the JAWS cursor may be within another window. For example, even though this application HJPad is currently maximized, the taskbar below this, on the bottom line of the screen, is a separate window from the application itself. So it's a good idea to root JAWS to PC to make sure that the JAWS cursor is where the PC cursor is, thereby making sure that it's in the window. The keystroke to route JAWS to PC is insert plus numpad minus. I'm going to go ahead and press that now.
Root JAWS to PC.
This is always a good idea, as you always know where your PC cursor focus is. It's usually within the window that you're working on. Okay, so we've moved the JAWS cursor to where the PC cursor is with the insert numpad minus. Next, I'm going to turn on my PC cursor with the numpad plus key.
PC cursor.
And I'm going to do the say word command, insert 5, on the numpad.
This.
And we hear that the PC cursor is now on the word this. Next, let's turn on the JAWS cursor by pressing the minus key on the numeric keypad.
JAWS cursor.
Now, let's do a say word by pressing insert 5 on the numpad with the JAWS cursor.
This.
So now, the JAWS cursor voice has been turned on to let you know that you are using a different cursor, and also notice that both cursors are in the same location on the screen. Both of them currently are at the beginning of the word this in our sentence. I'm going to turn on the PC cursor again for a moment by pressing the plus key on the numeric keypad.
PC cursor.
And now I'm going to press the up arrow key, and what you'll hear is you'll hear our line of text read, and it will stop there.
This is the text that I've typed.
And you also heard a ding to tell us that we were at the top of the document. If I press that again,
this is the text that I've typed.
I hear the same thing. Let's turn on the JAWS cursor and try this, however.
JAWS cursor.
First, I'm going to press an up arrow.
Graphic 449, graphic 150.
And I silence that, because immediately you notice that we're hearing some graphic labels. This is a toolbar, or a button bar, right above the text in our document. And notice that the PC cursor was not able to move there. Now I'm going to press page up to move to the top of the screen with my JAWS cursor.
Page up.
Next, I'd like to move to the beginning of this line by pressing the home key.
Home.
Now, I can use the same command as we did in a document to read the current line by pressing insert up arrow to read the entire contents of the title bar.
Graphic 197 document dash HJPad minimize symbol restore symbol close symbol.
Remember a moment ago when we were exploring the menu bar, we landed on the application control menu, which JAWS did not speak. However, the JAWS cursor reads this as a graphic and assigns each graphic to a different number to keep track of the various graphics. We can label graphics with meaningful names, and we'll do so in a later lesson. JAWS speaks a lot of information that we didn't hear when we pressed Insert T to read the title bar. Usually, when you press Insert plus the letter T, the only information that you want to hear is the title of the application you're in, or maybe the document that happens to be open at the time. Let's look at this title bar. I'm going to use the JAWS cursor and do a current say word, which is Insert plus the number pad 5.
Graphic 197.
Next, I'm going to go to the next word with an Insert plus right arrow.
Document.
And notice that I'm on the letter D as I press the letter 5 on my numpad.
D.
And that it's capitalized by the change in pitch. I'll just simply press right arrow.
O. C. U. M. E. N. T.
And left arrow to go backwards.
N. E. M. U. C. O. D.
There I am back at the beginning of the word document. Again, Insert plus numpad 5 will say this word.
Document.
And the next word?
Dash.
Which was Insert right arrow. And the next word again, Insert right arrow.
HJPad.
And again?
Minimize symbol.
Now I've landed on a graphic symbol, which is the minimize symbol. I'm going to do one more next word.
Restore symbol.
Another graphic symbol. And one more next word.
Close symbol.
Now I'm at the end of the line where the close graphic is. Someone who's using a mouse would point to these graphics and click. We can do the same thing if we wanted to click using the forward slash on the numeric keypad. However, for right now, let's not do that. What we're looking at here is the overall view of how the document or the application that we're currently running looks. The first line, when it's maximized, is the title bar. The second line down from the top should be the menu bar. So if you press down arrow now,
land, close, close.
Okay, since we landed on the close symbol, I'm going to navigate back over to the word HJPad by pressing Insert left arrow, which is say previous word.
Restore symbol, minimize symbol, HJPad.
And there we are. Now, I'm going to move down, and the next line we should hear is the menu bar.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, insert menu, format menu, tools menu, help menu.
The next two lines down are toolbars or button bars. You'll hear a lot of graphic numbers if you let it read, so as I down arrow, I'll let it read just a little bit and then silence it. The idea with leaving these graphics unlabeled is so that we can show you how to label them in a later lesson. I'll press down arrow now.
Graphic 14, graphic 201, graphic 505, graphic 37.
And I pressed Control to silence it. So that's our third line of the screen, a toolbar or a button bar. I'll down arrow one more time.
Graphic 449, graphic 158, save document button, print document button.
Ah, and some of those were actually labeled. I'll press down arrow one more time.
This is the text that I've typed.
And now we're on what would appear to be line 5 of the screen, and you're back over the text in your document. Now, there's no other text below this on the screen. We only typed that one line. So the next thing we should land on is the status line.
For help, press F1.
And that's the bottom of the screen. So that is a typical Windows application layout. You start out on top with a title bar, next a menu bar, and depending on the applications, various button bars or toolbars. Then generally you come to the main body of the application, and at the bottom you should have a status bar. Okay, now I'd like to show you one other thing. On the title bar a moment ago we navigated by a word at a time. Let's do a root JAWS to PC, which is Insert minus.
Root JAWS to PC.
Remember, the PC cursor was on the letter T and the word this, so I'll do a say word now. Insert 5 on the numpad.
This.
And I'm going to navigate over to the right, two words, by pressing insert right arrow.
Is. The.
So now the JAWS cursor is on the word the, or the, as it pronounces. Now let's turn on the PC cursor, our plus key, on the numeric pad.
PC cursor.
And let's do a say word there, insert 5 on the numpad.
This.
So the PC cursor is still where it originally was, on the word this. Now, turn back on the JAWS cursor with your minus key on the numeric keypad.
JAWS cursor.
And do a say word here with the JAWS cursor using the numpad, insert 5.
The.
So the JAWS cursor is on the word the, or the, and the PC cursor is on the word this. You can also route the PC cursor to the JAWS cursor. That keystroke is insert plus numpad plus. Let's press that now.
Root PC to JAWS.
Now, if I do a say word with insert 5,
the
PC cursor is now there where the JAWS cursor was. So this gives you an overview of how to use both the PC and the JAWS cursors, how to navigate with both of them, and how to read text with both. Remember, in many cases, the text will be visible on the screen, but the PC cursor may not be able to go there. In those cases, you may want to use the JAWS cursor, as we did in this example, to read the text or graphics that might be on the screen. Another thing you may wish to do from time to time is to create a new document. When we were in the File menu, we found out that we could create a new document without even going to the menus by pressing the combination Control plus the letter N. Let's press that now. But before you do, when you press Control N, there's going to be a dialog box that comes up. Since we've typed in text into this document and we have not saved it, we're going to get a dialog box asking us whether we wish to save it or not. Let's press Control N now.
Control N, new dialog, new document type colon, new document type colon list box, word 6 document, 1 of 3, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
The default for HJPAD is rich text document, which is the second item down in this list. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Rich text document.
Just below that, just for your information, is text document. But for now, press enter to activate a new document in rich text format style.
Enter HJPAD dialog. Save changes to document. Yes button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt Y.
For now, we don't need to save this, so I'm going to press right arrow to move to the word no.
No button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt N.
And I'll go ahead and press spacebar now.
Space. Edit. Type in text.
Now we're in a blank document. New document that we just created. And I'll do a say line, insert up arrow to see if there's any text there.
Blank.
All we hear is blank. So this is how you create a new document. And this convention is true with most Windows word processing programs. Now that we have a good basic understanding of how the HJPAD application is laid out, let's go ahead and use that open dialog to open a larger document. This is going to enable me to demonstrate three things to you. First, we're going to take an in-depth look at the open dialog, because you're going to see that in almost every program. Second, I'm going to show you how to locate and open a document from within the JAWS manuals /enu subdirectory. And finally, third, I'm going to show you how to move and read in larger units of text than we have so far. Let's activate the open dialog by pressing Control plus the letter O.
Control O, open dialog, file name colon edit, type in text, Alt N.
We're being prompted for a file name, and if we knew the path and file name that we wanted to open, we could simply type it here. I'm going to press Tab, though, to move to the next control.
Tab, files of type colon combo box, rich text format left paren star dot rtf right paren, 1 of 4, to change the selection use the arrow keys, Alt T.
Here, we're placed in a combo box, more specifically, in a files of type combo box, from which we may select the type of file we'd like to open. We hear that the first item in this combo box is RTF, which stands for rich text format. So this combo box allows us to narrow our search based on the selected item. If I keep this item selected, and tabbed over to the list view that we're going to encounter in just a few seconds, I would find that the only items that appear in that list view all have an RTF extension. I don't want that to be the case here. I'd like to view all documents within that list view. This being the case, I could either arrow down to the choice for All Documents in this combo box, or I can navigate with first letter by simply pressing the letter A. I'll press the letter A now.
A, all documents left parent star, star right parent.
Next, I'm going to press Tab and move to the next control.
Tab, open button to activate, press space bar, all go.
The open button is activated either upon selecting an item from within the list view that we're going to come to and then pressing enter, or by entering a document name in the edit field that we first came to in this dialog and pressing enter on that. Obviously, you can see it's not necessary to tab to this open button every time we want to open a document. I'm going to press tab now to move to the next control.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
There's the cancel button that will get us out of this dialog without doing a thing. Pressing escape in a dialog box will also perform the same function as the cancel button, closing the dialog box without saving any changes. I'm going to press tab again.
Tab, look at colon combo box, graphic 540, my documents, 2 of 2, to change the selection use the arrow keys, all die.
Note, if you hear graphic numbers on your computer, they may be different depending on how your resolution is set up and your color depth. So if you do hear different graphic numbers, don't worry about it. Let's just move on with the lesson for now. We heard that we landed in a look-in combo box and we landed on My Documents. My Documents is the default folder for storing files that you're saving or opening in HJPAD. JAWS also told us that we could quickly jump to this look-in section of the dialog box at any time by pressing Alt plus the letter I. From look-in, we can select drives or folders. I'm going to press Tab now to move to the next control.
Tab, list view, not selected, graphic 223, my ebooks, 1 of 14, to move to items use the arrow keys.
In the previous combo box, I told you that you could view either folders or drives within that combo box. In this list, you can view either folders or individual files. The subfolders of a particular folder will be listed first in alphabetical order in this view, followed by the individual files, also listed in alphabetical order. I'll press Tab one more time.
Tab, file name, colon, edit, type and text, Alt N.
This takes us back to the file name field, where we can enter the name of the file we'd like to open. And this is where we started out when we opened up the File Open dialog. The document we want to open isn't located in My Documents, however. Instead, it's in the JAWS 4.0 folder in a subfolder called Manuals/ENU. There are two ways we could locate this folder. The first way would be to press Alt-I to move back to the Look-In combo box and press down arrow until Drive C was chosen. You would then press Enter to open up Drive C. Next, you would tab and choose JAWS 4.0 from the list of folders in Drive C. After pressing Enter again, you would choose the folder Manuals and press Enter on it. Then, you would down arrow to the ENU folder and choose it by pressing Enter. Finally, you would get to a list of files from which you could choose the one you wanted and open it by pressing Enter. That first way can be rather long, as you saw, but this is ideal if you're not sure where your file is located. However, if you do know your file name and its path, there's a quicker way. The file we want to open is called keystrokes.txt. So the full path of this file would be c:\JAWS40\Manuals\ENU\Keystrokes.txt. Typing in this full file name and pressing Enter would open that file for us. Or, if we just wanted to look in the c:\JAWS40\Manuals\ENU folder, we could simply type that path in without a file name and then press Shift plus Tab to go backwards to the list of files that appear there. This File Name Edit field will even let us choose which type of file we want to see in our list of files. We saw how to choose this from the Files of Type list earlier, but how can we change it here? All we have to do is type an asterisk, the shift key plus the number 8, on your typing keyboard, then a period, and then the file extension you want, and press Enter. For example, if we only want to look for text files, those that have the extension TXT, we would type in star.txt and press Enter. To search for all files, which is the choice we made, you just simply type in star.star followed by Enter in the File Name Edit field. Once you've done that, you would press Shift-Tab to go back to the list view and find the files with the extensions of the types you're looking for. Okay, let's open up that file I was talking about. I'm going to type in its path and file name right here, and then press Enter.
C colon backslash J A W S 40 backslash M A N U A L S backslash E N U backslash K E Y S T R O K E S period T X T Enter edit type of text.
Here we're back in our HJPad application and we're placed in our edit field. I'm going to read the current line with the say line command for JAWS, insert plus up arrow.
Desktop keystrokes.
We hear desktop keystrokes. I could either arrow up and down through this document a single line at a time, or, if I wanted to view it in more detail, I could use the read by character or read by word commands that we learned earlier. If I just want to view whatever text is on the screen, I could use the JAWS say all command, which is insert plus down arrow, the number 2 on your numpad. Activating this command tells JAWS to read all the text in our document edit field from the insertion point all the way down to the bottom of the current document within that edit field. This command assumes that your PC cursor is currently the active cursor. Remember, the JAWS or mouse cursor is not restricted to our document edit field. I'm going to go ahead and press insert plus down arrow now, but I'm not going to have JAWS speak the entire screen of text in the interest of saving time, so I'll press control shortly after I press my say all command, and this will tell JAWS not only to stop speaking, but to leave my insertion point on or near the last word I heard spoken. I'll press the say all command now, and shortly thereafter I'll press control to silence speech. Again, that command for say all is insert plus down arrow on the numpad.
Desktop keystrokes for reading text colon say character numpad 5 say prior character left arrow say next character right arrow say word insert window.
I pressed control to silence speech, and to find out where our insertion point is, I'll do a say word, insert 5, on the numpad.
Window.
We landed on the word window, so I'm going to do an insert left arrow to move to the previous word.
Land.
And again.
H.
And again.
Insert plus.
And again.
Insert plus.
Next, I'm going to do a say word.
Insert plus.
So I'm on the word insert plus. Now, you can read from the cursor to the end of the line by pressing insert page up on the numpad.
Insert plus H.
So I'm on the I and the word key combination insert plus H. You can read from the cursor to the beginning of the line by pressing the key combination insert home on the numpad. I'll press that now.
Hotkey help.
So here we have, if I do a say line, a description plus the keystroke.
Hotkey help insert plus H.
And again, I'm on the word insert in the key combination. By pressing insert 5, you can verify this.
Insert plus.
Pressing control while reading is in progress allows us to conveniently stop speech, do what we need to do, and then resume reading by simply pressing the say all command again. I'm going to return my insertion point back to the top of this document by pressing a standard Windows key, Control plus Home.
Top of file, desktop keystrokes.
This time, I'm going to do a say all, which is insert down arrow, except instead of pressing Control to silence speech, I'm going to press the right shift key to skip ahead a line at a time. This makes it easy to quickly move fast forward through a document, and when you want to move on to the next line, you press the right shift key again. The name of this feature is actually called Say All By. By default, Say All By is set to lines with no pauses in between. I'm going to go ahead and press the Say All command now, and each time I press the right shift key, just prior to that, I'll say the word now. First, I'll press the Say All command, insert down arrow.
Desktop keystrokes for reading text colon say now. Character num. Jaws cursor numpad minus root PC
now.
Cursor to. Auto graphics labeler control plus say.
And I pressed control to stop speech. So, you can see that this is a great way to quickly skip through a document. You can also use the left shift key to perform the opposite action, that is, to rewind through the text while it is reading in say all mode. While using the say all command, we can also temporarily speed up or slow down the reading of the speed by pressing page down and page up. Let's try out this command now. I'll press insert plus down arrow, the say all command, and demonstrate. Each time I make a change, I'll say the word now.
Say prior sentence caps lock plus you say next sentence
now.
Caps lock. Say prior, say prior, say prior, say prior, say prior sentence, say next sentence caps lock plus O. Say paragraph caps lock plus control plus I. Say prior paragraph caps lock plus Windows.
Okay, I silenced that by pressing the control key, but what I was doing when I said now was pressing the page down key, which increases the voice rate on the fly. I'm going to go ahead and move back to the top of this document with Control Home.
Top of file, desktop keystrokes.
And this time when I start doing the say all, I'm going to be pressing the page up key to slow the speech down again.
Desktop keystrokes for reading text colon say character for reading text colon desktop keystroke desktop keystroke desktop keys say character say current control hot key shift laptop.
And I silenced it by pressing control. So there you have an example of increasing and decreasing the speech rate on the fly while doing a say all with JAWS. When using the say all command, we can select whether we want JAWS to say all by line, sentence, or paragraph. This setting can be changed in one of two places. From within the JAWS verbosity dialog, which we are going to do here in just a minute, or from within the JAWS configuration manager, which we'll visit in a later section. I'm going to press Insert plus V to activate the JAWS verbosity dialog now.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box. User verbosity dash beginner level. 1 of 9. Use the arrow keys to select an item. Press the space bar to toggle between the choices.
Now I'm going to down arrow through this list until I get to the Say All by Option choice.
Type in echo dash characters. Screen echo dash highlighted. Graphics verbosity dash all graphics. ANSI character verbosity dash no ANSI. Say all by dash line without pauses.
Pressing spacebar will cycle me through the available options for this selection. I'll press spacebar several times now.
Space say all by dash sentence. Space say all by dash paragraph. Space say all by dash line with pauses. Space say all by dash line without pauses.
Those are our four options. Say all by line without pauses being the default option. I'm going to switch it to say all by sentence. I'll press spacebar.
Space say all by dash sentence.
Now, to save and exit from the adjust JAWS verbosity list, I'll simply press enter.
Enter keystrokes.txt dash hjpad edit type and text.
Remember that the change I made in the verbosity dialog is only a temporary one. and will be erased once I leave HJPad. Also, this change will be lost if I Alt-Tab to another application and then come back. Another fact to realize is that changing the reading mode to sentence in this document would actually have no effect on how JAWS reads, since commands written in this document are not terminated with a period. JAWS uses the period, or similar punctuation, to determine when a sentence ends. Therefore, in this document, it would be more logical to change this setting to read line with pauses. Let's bring up the JAWS verbosity list one more time by pressing Insert V.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog list box. User verbosity dash beginner level 1 of 9. Use the arrow keys to select an item. Press the space bar to toggle between the choices.
Press down arrow again to the item Say All by Sentences.
Type in echo dash character. Screen echo dash highlighted. Graphics verbosity dash all graphics. ANSI character verbosity dash no ANSI. Say All by dash sentence.
Now, let's press the spacebar several times to switch this to Read by Lines with Pauses, and then press Enter to save and exit.
Space, say all by dash paragraph. Space, say all by dash line with pauses. Enter keystrokes.txt dash hjpad. Edit type and text.
I'll press Control Home again to go back to the top of this document.
Top of file, desktop keystrokes.
Now, I'm going to press Insert down arrow to perform the Say All command again. And, this time you'll notice that, where before there were no pauses, they now occur at the end of each line.
Desktop keystrokes, for reading text colon, say character numpad 5, say prior character left arrow, say next character right arrow, say word insert plus numpad 5, pad.
I pressed Control to silence speech. Page down, or numpad 3, is a Windows keystroke that will advance your insertion point 25 lines at a time. That is, move it 25 lines closer to the bottom of your document. Page up, or numpad 9, does the opposite. That is, it brings you 25 lines towards the top of your document. Of course, this is provided that your PC cursor is the active cursor. Remember, the PC cursor tracks the application focus. In the case of HJPad, our insertion point is the active cursor within that document edit field. Pressing the page up or page down keys while the JAWS cursor is active will either move your mouse pointer to the top or the bottom of the current screen. Also, remember, the JAWS cursor emulates the mouse pointer movement, so it is not restricted to our document edit window. So if you're ever moving within a document, and you notice that you can read things like the title bar and the toolbars, maybe you hear a different voice reading and you hear graphic labels and things like that, and you're not able to advance to the next screen in your document, that's a telltale sign that you've got the JAWS cursor active. When this happens, you can always reactivate the PC cursor by pressing the numpad plus. Let's go ahead and do that now.
PC cursor.
Located immediately above the plus key is the minus key on the numpad, which is a JAWS cursor. Let's press that now.
JAWS cursor.
Note the distinctly different voices for each cursor. These voices are intentionally set different by default. However, they are modifiable by the user. Now I'm going to turn my PC cursor back on by pressing the plus key on the numeric keypad.
PC cursor.
At this point, I'm going to ask that you take a little time to navigate our keystrokes.txt document using the techniques that we learned in this lesson before you move on to the next lesson. When you are finished with practicing in this document, press the Windows keystroke to close the application, Alt plus F4. If for some reason you made some changes by accidentally pressing the spacebar or typing in some text, you can simply tab to the No button and press spacebar to activate it, and the document and the application will close.